are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online, kansaspublicradio.org. Just ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. A mostly cloudy day today as we wrap up the work week. About a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Afternoon highs near 68. It's cloudy and 53 degrees in Lawrence now at 6 o'clock.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 4 minutes after 6. A law barring transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters will become law in Kansas. Rose Conlon has more on that story.
Kansas Republicans overrode Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto to pass the sweeping measure, which will also bar transgender people from changing their sex on driver's licenses and other documents. Proponents say it'll keep biological women safer in public spaces, but it came amid fierce opposition from Democrats like Representative Brandon Woodard.
This has been deemed the most anti-LGBT, the most anti-trans bill in the entire country. I thought we were better than that in Kansas.
The law will also put Kansas domestic violence shelters at risk of losing federal funding by forcing them into non-compliance with anti-discrimination rules. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
A bill that would specify parents' rights in public school classrooms will not become law in Kansas. Lawmakers once again failed to override that veto from Governor Kelly. Suzanne Perez has more on that story.
The bill is a pared-down version of a parent's bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. It would let parents Perez in Wichita.
Kansas will soon have new work requirements for some people receiving food stamps. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill requiring able-bodied Kansans between the ages of 50 and 59 years old to work 30 hours a week in order to get food assistance. Kansas Republicans overrode that veto yesterday. Opponents of the bill said it would take food away from hungry people who need it. Republican Senator Ty Masterson says people who work fewer than 30 hours only need to enroll in a work training program in order to keep their benefits.
Like everything has to be built around a government program and a handout. This doesn't forcibly take anybody off. It gives them all the opportunity to work and participate.
Similar work requirements already exist in Kansas for people under the age of 50. And sports, the Kansas City Royals lost the Minnesota Twins. The score was 7-1 last night. That weekend series continues this afternoon. First pitch scheduled for 3:10. 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and Jarl and Pamela Moan, thanking the people who make public radio great every day, and also those who...
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, too, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next, doctors rushed a pregnant woman to a surgeon. The surgeon charged thousands of dollars up front before he did the surgery. That emergency reveals a gap in medical billing protections for those with rare and specialized conditions. We'll hear more about that. It's our April bill of the month. That's coming up next. Also ahead this half hour, leaders of a small southeast Kansas hospital say the only way to keep the hospital from closing is to cut back on services. And community members are not at all happy about it, but they're going along with it.
There's no other alternative. Either it works or we have no health coverage.
We'll have more about that, how a federal program could be the answer for some of the many rural hospitals in the state fighting to keep their doors open. More on that coming up at 6:45 this morning.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Sometimes, what you want to say, what you mean, and what comes out of your mouth are entirely different things. And on the next Snap Judgment, we proudly present Tongue Tied. Snap Judgment, cinema of sound, movies of the mind, storytelling with the beat. Do not miss it.
That's tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support.
Join us for All Things Considered. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7. Your host is Laura Larson here at Kansas Public Radio for NPR's All Things Considered. Mostly cloudy today, about a 50% chance for showers, maybe even thunderstorms this afternoon. Afternoon highs around 68. Cloudy and 53 degrees now. The time is 6:30. This is Kansas Public Radio. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:31. Kansas is banning transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters. Republican lawmakers voted to enact the law, overriding a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Supporters, like Republican Representative Brenda Landwehr of Wichita, say it will protect cisgender women in public spaces.
Boys and men do not belong in women's bathrooms. Boys and men do not belong in the juvenile or the prison system with women.
The law will also prohibit transgender people from changing their sex on their driver's licenses and other documents. But critics also say it could make women less safe by forcing domestic violence shelters to forfeit federal funding. Kansas lawmakers overrode a veto by Governor Laura Kelly to pass a law that requires doctors to tell patients that abortion pills may be reversible. That's an idea largely rejected by medical professionals. Rose Conlon has more.
The new law mandates that doctors tell patients the abortion pill mifepristone isn't always effective in ending a pregnancy. The state health department will have to direct patients to information about a hormone treatment that supporters say can help reverse mifepristone's effects. Mainstream medical groups argue that treatment is unproven and unethical. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
And lawmakers in Topeka have also voted to create a state-funded program that routes $2 million to anti-abortion counseling centers. Governor Kelly had vetoed the funding for that bill, but lawmakers had the votes to override that veto. The faith-based groups are also known as crisis pregnancy centers. They discourage people from getting abortions and provide resources like free pregnancy tests and baby supplies, but face criticism for using misleading tactics. Now, to wrap up the first round of the NFL draft last night, the Kansas City Chiefs chose a Lee Summit native who went on to an outstanding three-year career at Kansas State. Greg Eklund has the details.
The Chiefs took Felix Anudike Uzama, a 21-year-old defensive end who helped the Wildcats reach the Sugar Bowl last season. Join the crowd to check out the draft atmosphere at Union Station. I'm Greg Eklund.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance for showers this afternoon. Highs near 68, cloudy, and 53 degrees in Lawrence now. The time is 6:35.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News at 91.5 in Lawrence, as well as 90.3 in Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 8 minutes, we'll hear from NPR's Tamara Keith. Tamara, this year's president of the White House Correspondents Association. And she'll bring comedian Roy Wood along with her. Roy Wood Jr. is the featured entertainer for the group's dinner event tomorrow evening. Hear more about that coming up next. Or coming up in just about 8 minutes. Next, though, the leaders of a small southeast Kansas hospital say the only way to keep the hospital from closing will be to cut back on services. Community members are not very happy about that, but they have no choice but to go along.
There's no other alternative. Either it works or we have no health coverage.
More on how a federal program might be the answer for many rural hospitals fighting to keep the doors open. More on that coming up next on Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy today, 50% chance for rain this afternoon. Highs near 68, cloudy and 53 degrees now.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Weird Al Yankovic talked about hiring actor Daniel Radcliffe to play him in a movie about his own life.
The first time I saw Harry Potter, I thought, you know, someday that guy's got to play me.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week we go to Nashville to ask country music legend Brad Paisley what child actor he hopes will grow up to play him. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, tomorrow morning at 10 on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. An Army base in Virginia has been renamed from Fort Lee for the Confederate General Robert E. Lee to Fort Gregg Adams after two officers, the late Lieutenant Colonel Charity Adams, the first black officer in the Women's Army.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Easy Cater, committed to helping companies from nonprofits to the Fortune 500 manage food for work. With online ordering from restaurants nationwide, budgeting tools, and payment by invoice. EasyCater.com. And from BritBox with Sister Boniface Mysteries. Brilliant crime-solving nun Sister Boniface returns to solve curious cases in this Father Brown spinoff. Available to stream at BritBox.com/NPR. This is NPR.
And this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson, and it's 6:45. Rural hospitals are struggling everywhere across the country, but nowhere is the situation more urgent than here in Kansas. According to the most recent data, 80% of the state's 104 rural hospitals are losing money, and more than half of them could be on the brink of closure. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service has the story of one of those hospitals in our Kansas City and the hard choices that people there who depend on it are having to make to keep the hospital open.
Our Kansas City is a railroad, beef packing, and oil town of about 12,000 people south of Wichita. Though it's doing better than many, Bowman says, it could be too late. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of public radio stations in the state. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policies. You can find more stories from the Kansas News Service on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Just ahead, we've got a preview of tomorrow evening's White House Correspondents' Dinner. And just after 7 o'clock, we'll have a rundown of the latest news headlines from around the region. Also ahead, former Fox News producer Abby Grossberg talks about working for Tucker Carlson at Fox News.
I was hopeful that maybe there was a kinder person behind the on-air persona, but unfortunately it's quite the reverse.
We'll hear more from Abby Grossberg as she talks to Layla Fottle. That's coming up at 10 minutes after 7. Mostly cloudy today. 50-50 chance for showers this afternoon. Highs near 68. Cloudy and 53 degrees now.
NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by BJ Lederman. I'm Layla Faldin.
I'm Steven Skip.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Tom Parkinson. And this is Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio for you. Looks like a mostly cloudy day ahead. About a 50% chance for rain in the afternoon. Highs near 68. It's 53 degrees and cloudy now. At 7 o'clock.
15 people have been killed.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 7:04. A law barring transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters will become law in Kansas. Rose Conlon has the details.
Kansas Republicans overrode Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto to pass the sweeping measure, which will also bar transgender people from changing their sex on driver's licenses and other documents. Proponents say it'll keep biological women safer in public spaces, but it came amid fierce opposition from Democrats like Representative Brandon Woodard.
This has been deemed the most anti-LGBT, the most anti-trans bill in the entire country. I thought we were better than that in Kansas.
The law will also put Kansas domestic violence shelters at risk of losing federal funding by forcing them into non-compliance with anti-discrimination rules. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Kansas will soon have new work requirements for some people receiving food stamps. Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill requiring able-bodied Kansans between 50 and 59 years old to work 30 hours a week in order to get food assistance. But Kansas Republicans overrode that veto yesterday. Opponents of the bill have said it would take food away from people who need it. Republican Senate President Ty Masterson, though, says people who work fewer than 30 hours only need to enroll in a work training program to keep their benefits.
It's like everything has to be built around a government program and a handout. This doesn't forcibly take anybody off. It gives them all the opportunity to work and participate.
Similar work requirements already exist for people under the age of 50. The Kansas legislature has passed a bill that would legalize fentanyl test strips. KSNT reports that the Senate voted to pass a measure which would change the definition of drug paraphernalia to exclude those tests. The House passed the bill earlier yesterday, and it now heads to Governor Kelly's desk. Other provisions in the bill increase sentencing guidelines for distributing fentanyl. A bill that would specify parents' rights in public school classrooms will not become a law in Kansas, as Suzanne Perez reports. Lawmakers once again failed to override Governor Kelly's veto on that measure.
The bill is a pared-down version of a parents' bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. It would let parents pull their children out of any activity they find inappropriate. Opponents say it would have led to bans on lessons about race, gender, or other controversial topics. Democratic Representative Jerry Stogsdill voted against the override, saying parents can already ask for alternative assignments.
And it seems to me like the Kansas House of Representatives does not see the reason to even have local school boards. Everything should be run from here in Topeka, obviously. That's absolutely wrong.
More than two dozen U.S. states have introduced bills that seek to expand parents' rights in schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Minnesota Twins last night. 7-1 was the score. That series in Minneapolis will continue this afternoon. First pitch scheduled for 3:10. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 7 minutes after 7. And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Jerry Springer, probably best known as the host of the Jerry Springer Show, a syndicated TV show that lasted for 27 years, featuring provocatively sensational topics and confrontations among the guests. We'll hear more about that because Jerry Springer died yesterday at the age of 79. TV critic Eric Deggans on that. Coming up also, StoryCorps is ahead in this next segment. It's Friday. And then coming up at 7:45, the leaders of a small southeast Kansas hospital say the only way to keep it from closing is to cut back on services. Community members aren't happy about it, but they are hoping for the best.
It's going to have to work. I mean, I'm sorry, there's no other alternative. Either it works or we have no health coverage.
We'll take a look at how a new federal program could be the answer for some of the many rural hospitals fighting to keep their doors open. More on that coming up at 7:45 on Kansas Public Radio.
support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
Sometimes, what you want to say, what you mean, and what comes out of your mouth are entirely different things. And on the next Snap Judgment, we proudly present Tongue Tied. Snap Judgment, cinema of sound, movies of the mind, storytelling with the beat. Do not miss it.
That's tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And
don't miss All Things Considered. Catch up on any news you may have missed during the day. You can hear it starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7. Your host is Laura Larson here at Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy, a little bit foggy right now in some areas. It's 54 degrees in Lawrence. It'll be mostly cloudy throughout the day today, about a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs near 68. It's 7:30.
To keep those restrictions in place. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson at 7:31. Kansas is banning transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters. Republican lawmakers voted to enact the law, overriding a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Supporters, like Republican Representative Brenda Landwehr of Wichita, say it will protect cisgender women in public spaces.
Boys and men do not belong in women's bathrooms. Boys and men do not belong in the juvenile or the prison system with women.
Critics say it could make women less safe in some cases by forcing domestic violence shelters to forfeit federal funding. The law will also prohibit transgender people from changing their sex on their driver's licenses or other documents. Kansas lawmakers also overrode a veto by Governor Laura Kelly to pass a law that would require doctors to tell patients that abortion pills may be reversible. That's an idea that's largely rejected by medical professionals. Rose Conlon has more.
The new law mandates that doctors tell patients the abortion pill mifepristone isn't always effective in ending a pregnancy. The state health department will have to direct patients to information about a hormone treatment that supporters say can help reverse mifepristone's effects. Mainstream medical groups argue that treatment is unproven and unethical. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The U.S. Marshals Service is offering up to $10,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a man accused of shooting three Kansas City, Kansas police officers, then was mistakenly released from jail. 21-year-old Javon Mitchell Locke is charged with three counts of armed capital murder and several other charges. KSHB-TV reports that the shootout with KCK officers happened April 5th. Locke was mistakenly released from the Platte County Jail on April 21st. The U.S. Marshals Service says Locke's considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information should contact the Marshals Service. Well, to wrap up the first round of the NFL draft last night, the Kansas City Chiefs chose a Lee Summit native who went on to an outstanding three-year career at Kansas State. Greg Eklund has more.
The Chiefs took Felix Anudike Uzama, a 21-year-old defensive end who helped the Wildcats reach the Sugar Bowl last season. Head coach Andy Reid says he and team staff watched the crowd reaction from Arrowhead Stadium.
They were fired up about it. So Kansas State, Kansas City, you know, and then the draft, I think that's a real positive.
And Udike Uzama says it's a dream come true to be picked by the Chiefs. Earlier in the day, he joined the crowd to check out the draft atmosphere at Union Station. I'm Greg Eklund.
A cloudy day today. It's cloudy and foggy and 54 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy throughout the day. 50% chance for rain this afternoon. Highs near 68. It's 7:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is Morning Edition from NPR. This is NPR News.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, and online too, kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 8 minutes, the Marketplace Morning Report asks some Americans how they're feeling about the economy these days, and many of them say they're not too happy about it. But a wide-range angle look at the overall U.S. economy finds not only is America doing pretty well, it's actually overachieving in many ways relative to its peer countries across the world. More about that coming up at 7:51. Just ahead, though, the leaders of a small Southeast Kansas hospital say the only way to keep it from closing is to cut back on services, and community members are not happy about it, but they're hoping for the best.
It's going to have to work. I mean, I'm sorry, there's no other alternative. Either it works or we have no health coverage.
Take a look at how a new federal program could be the answer for some of the many rural hospitals fighting to keep their doors open. That's coming up next on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org.
I listen to Bullseye because no other program brings such delightful enthusiasm to exploring the creative process.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, I'll talk with Elijah Wood about his big, beautiful eyes and his new role in the Showtime drama Yellow Jackets. Plus, Dominique Fishback, she's the star of the new TV thriller Swarm. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
That's tomorrow morning at 11 on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning. I'm
working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson at 7:45. Rural hospitals around the country are struggling, but nowhere is the situation more urgent than in Kansas. According to the most recent data, 80% of the state's 104 rural hospitals are losing money, and more than half could be on the brink of closure. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service has the story of one of those hospitals and the hard choices people who depend on it are making in order to keep that hospital open.
Arkansas City is a railroad, beef packing, and oil town of about 12,000 people south of Wichita. Though it's doing better than many rural officials and how quickly they can get new regulations in place so that SCK Health can formally apply for federal approval to become a rural woman says, it could be too late. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of public radio stations across the state and reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can find more stories from the Kansas News Service on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. I'd just like to thank once again all the people who called in last week during our spring membership campaign, the Campaign for Excellence. It ended a week ago, last Friday, with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. And every dollar pledged is an investment in the in-depth news, the great music, and unparalleled entertainment that you find here every day. We want to thank everyone who made a pledge during the drive. And if for whatever reason you didn't get around to making your pledge, you can still do that anytime. Make your contribution online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support. Mostly cloudy today, 50% chance for rain in the afternoon, highs near 68. Cloudy, some fog around, it's 53 degrees now.
Years are Justin Dooler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Celebrating 70 years on the air. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live and we're local from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison at 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5, and online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, co-hosting a screening of the film Hello Bookstore for Independent Bookstore Day on April 29th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Cloudy and 56 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 8 o'clock.
And killed. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:04. A law barring transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters will become law in Kansas. Rose Conlon reports.
Kansas Republicans overrode Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto to pass the sweeping measure, which will also bar transgender people from changing their sex on driver's licenses and other documents. Proponents say it'll keep biological women safer in public spaces, but it came amid fierce opposition from Democrats like Representative Brandon Woodard.
This has been deemed the most anti-LGBT, the most anti-trans bill in the entire country. I thought we were better than that in Kansas.
The law will also put Kansas domestic violence shelters at risk of losing federal funding by forcing them into non-compliance with anti-discrimination rules. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Kansas will soon have new work requirements for some people receiving food stamps. Democratic Governor Kelly vetoed a bill requiring able-bodied Kansans between 50 to 59 years old to work 30 hours a week in order to get food assistance. Kansas Republicans overrode that veto yesterday. Opponents of the bill say it would take food away from people who need it. Republican Senator Ty Masterson says people who work fewer than 30 hours only need to enroll in a training program to keep their benefits.
Like everything has to be built around a government program and a handout. This doesn't forcibly take anybody off. It gives them all the opportunity to work and participate.
Similar work requirements exist for people under the age of 50. Kansas lawmakers have voted to create a state-funded program that allocates $2 million to anti-abortion counseling centers. Governor Kelly had vetoed the funding for the bill, but lawmakers had the votes to override that veto. The faith-based groups are known as crisis pregnancy centers, and they discourage people from getting abortion. They provide resources like free pregnancy tests and baby supplies, but they're facing criticism for using misleading tactics. A bill that would specify parents' rights in public school classrooms will not become law in Kansas. As Suzanne Perez reports, lawmakers once again failed to override Governor Kelly's veto on that matter.
The bill is a pared-down version of a parents' bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. It would let parents pull their children out of any activity they find inappropriate. Opponents say it would have led to bans on lessons about race, gender, or other controversial topics. Democratic Representative Jerry Stogsdill voted against the override, saying parents can already ask for alternative assignments.
And it seems to me like Kansas House of Representatives does not see the reason to even have local school boards. Everything should be run from here in Topeka, obviously. That's absolutely wrong.
More than two dozen U.S. states have introduced bills that seek to expand parents' rights in schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Minnesota Twins. 7-1 was the score last night. The series in Minnesota continues this afternoon. The first pitch set for 3:10. A cloudy day on this Friday, about a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Afternoon highs near 68, cloudy and 58 degrees now. 7 minutes after 8.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just ahead, doctors rushed a pregnant woman to a surgeon who charged her thousands of dollars up front before performing the surgery. The emergency shows the gap in medical billing protections for those with rare and specialized conditions. More on that. It's our April Bill of the Month. That's coming up next. Also ahead, Americans are routinely horrified by mass shootings around the country, but it turns out that more than half of gun-related deaths in the U.S. are suicides.
People don't want to accept that this is happening all the time.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll hear more about efforts to bring gun rights advocates into the suicide prevention field. That's ahead on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Art Center, presenting The Sound of Music. When high-spirited Maria is sent to attend to the seven Von Trapp children, her and her family's lives are turned upside down as they grapple with the Nazi invasion of Austria. Fridays through Sunday, now through May 7th. Tickets at ManhattanArts.org.
It's 20 minutes after 8. Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then a morning of classical music with Cordelia Brown. We'll hear some highlights from Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. Notre Dame organist Oliver Latree will play a prelude and fugue in the name of Bach. That'll be coming up also, and Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony No. 6. We wrote about a nice walk in the country. Classical music with Cordelia Brown from 9 to noon on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Charles Schwab, dedicated to serving clients with 24/7 live support. The people.
Be with us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock. From 3 to 7, every weekday afternoon, Monday through Friday, we bring you NPR's All Things Considered. We're here on the weekends, too. Tune in on Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock for Weekend, All Things Considered. Mostly cloudy today, 50% chance for rain in the afternoon. Afternoon highs near 68. It's cloudy and 53 degrees in Lawrence now. The time is 8:30.
It's from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:31. Kansas is banning transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters. Republican lawmakers voted to enact the law, overriding a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Supporters, like Republican Representative Brenda Landwehr of Wichita, say it will protect cisgender women in public spaces.
Boys and men do not belong in women's bathrooms. Boys and men do not belong in the juvenile or the prison system with women.
But critics say it could make women less safe in some cases by forcing domestic violence shelters to forfeit federal funding. The new law will also prohibit transgender people from changing their sex on driver's licenses or other documents. Kansas lawmakers also overrode a veto by Governor Kelly to pass a law that will require doctors to tell patients that abortion pills may be reversible. It's an idea that's largely rejected by medical professionals. Rose Conlon has more.
The new law mandates that doctors tell patients the abortion pill mifepristone isn't always effective in ending a pregnancy. The state health department will have to direct patients to information about a hormone treatment that supporters say can help reverse mifepristone's effects. Mainstream medical groups argue that treatment is unproven and unethical. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
A Shawnee County father has been arrested after school officials say his son accidentally brought drugs to school. KSNT reports that the Shawnee County Sheriff's deputies reported to an elementary school in the southwest part of the county Wednesday after a student was found to have brought illegal drugs to school. School staff says the student found the drugs in his backpack and immediately told a staff member. The boy's father was arrested at a home in West Topeka. He's facing charges of possession of a hallucinogenic drug and endangering a child. The incident is under investigation. Well, to wrap up the first round of the NFL draft last night, the Kansas City Chiefs chose a Lee Summit native who went on to an outstanding three-year career at Kansas State. Greg Eklund has more.
The Chiefs took Felix Anudike Uzama, a 21-year-old defensive end who helped the Wildcats reach the Sugar Bowl last season. Head coach Andy Reid says he and team staff watched the crowd reaction from Arrowhead Stadium.
They were fired up about it. So Kansas State, Kansas City, you know, it's and then the draft, I think that's a real positive.
Anudike Uzama says it's a dream come true to be picked by the Chiefs. Earlier in the day, he joined the crowd to check out the draft atmosphere at Union Station. I'm Greg Eklund.
Mostly cloudy today with 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs near 68. It's cloudy and 57 degrees now at 8:35.
This is Morning Edition from this is NPR News.
Cloudy and 56 degrees right now in Lawrence. We're expecting mostly cloudy conditions to continue throughout the day. Partly cloudy here and there. We'll see a few rays of sunshine, but there is about a 50% chance for rain in the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms possible. Afternoon highs will get up to about 68 degrees. And then tonight, still cloudy. In the evening, but clearing overnight with lows near 45 degrees. Looking ahead to the weekend, sunny and breezy on both Saturday and Sunday. Pretty much the same with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. It's 8:43, and coming up at 9 o'clock, a morning of classical music with Cordelia Brown. We'll hear some highlights from Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. Also, some Beethoven coming up, his Pastoral Symphony No. 6, and much more. Classical music with Cordelia Brown. It's the air. It's just after the 9 o'clock news on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we'll bring you the BBC News Hour, starting at 9 o'clock.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Weird Al Yankovic talked about hiring actor Daniel Radcliffe to play him in a movie about his own life.
The first time I saw Harry Potter, I thought, you know, someday that guy's got to play me.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week we go to Nashville to ask country music legend Brad Paisley what child actor he hopes will grow up to play him. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, tomorrow morning at 10 on Kansas Public Radio.
Good, be decision ready and prepare for whatever's next. The finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world.
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. It's 10 minutes before 9. Just ahead, NPR's Layla Fadel chats with NPR's Tamara Keith. Tamara, this year, is president of the White House Correspondents Association, and comedian Roy Wood Jr. will be the featured entertainer for the Correspondents Association's dinner event. It's happening tomorrow evening. We'll hear more on what they have to say. That's coming up next on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 10 minutes before 9, just after the top of the hour, the latest news from NPR, news headlines, and then Cordelia Brown will bring us a morning of classical music from 9 to noon. At noon, Jeff Watson will be in with even more wonderful music. We'll hear some American works in the afternoon. We'll hear the second essay for orchestra by Samuel Barber and the suite for violin and piano by William Grant Still. Classical music all throughout the day from 9 to 3 here on Kansas Public Radio. That's on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we'll bring you the BBC News Hour. This morning, we'll hear from the World Health Organization about some reports that a biological lab in Sudan has fallen into the hands of rebel fighters. Those stories. More news from around the world in the BBC News Hour. That's coming up at 9 o'clock on KPR 2. Mostly cloudy today, 50% rain chance for the afternoon, and Highs near 68. Cloudy and 56 degrees now. And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR news. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and of course you can find us online, listen there anytime. KansasPublicRadio.org. Or, if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at LawrenceChildrensChoir.org.
It's 9 o'clock. Just ahead, we will check in with NPR and catch up on latest news headlines, and then some classical music for our morning. Cordelia Brown brings us wonderful music from 9 to noon. This morning, we'll hear some highlights from HMS Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. Also, Notre Dame organist Olivier Latrie. Excuse me, Mr. Latrie. He plays a prelude and fugue on the name of Bach and Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, number 6, about a nice little walk in the country that Beethoven had. That's coming up this morning, too. Classical music with Cordelia Brown starts right after the news from NPR. Here on Kansas Public Radio, it's 9:01.